talk. Are y'all ready? It's Monday. Get that, like, you know, get yourself going with a little rocky music. Get excited. And we've got a great way to start the week because my friends are here from NAS Whiting Field. We love what y'all do. We appreciate all of our service members in the area. And NAS Whiting Field holds a special place in our heart. So happy to have y'all with us this morning. Our guests include Christy Mason. She is the Deputy Public Affairs Officer. Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
And her guest is Chris Hendricks. He's the School Liaison Officer for NAS Whiting Field. And I believe we have yet another guest who's just kind of hanging out with us.
Yeah, so CJ, he's an ensign, right? Yeah. He's an up-and-coming pilot.
I could tell by the jumpsuit.
Yeah, he's going to hang out with us this morning.
I was highly suspicious when I saw the jumpsuit.
Yes, he's just hanging out with us.
So, Christy, it's great to see you again.
Yes,
it's Monday morning, middle of August. It is hot.
It is hot, but we love coming here Monday morning, starting our Mondays off here.
Me too.
I love being here. We love being here. And it's school starting.
I know.
So that's, I think it's appropriate that Chris is here with us.
Because absolutely.
Lots of first day of school for lots of kids,
mm-hmm.
but lots of first day at new schools for some of our military kids.
Absolutely. Oh, that's right.
Yes,
yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that. Yes, I moved around a lot as a kid. My father was in the military,
right.
but he was a management consultant. So we'd move a lot. Mm-hmm. And I can remember it was tough being the new kid all the time.
Yes.
It really is a big adjustment.
It is.
So how do you, that's what your job is, I imagine, is helping these kids adjust. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, the average military child moves every 2.9 years.
Wow.
And then their K-12 educational career will attend on average of 9 different schools.
Oh, my goodness.
I have actually worked with some families. I had a senior one time that was in his 5th high school.
Oh, my gosh. A senior. So you're just talking about those last 4 years.
Yep.
Wow.
And we've literally had seniors move in March trying to graduate in May.
That's tough.
Yeah. Tough.
And, you know, education is a state entity. So our 10th Amendment, the Constitution states anything not specifically given to the federal government relies on the state. Each state has their own laws to guide that.
Oh, so
education is never mentioned in the Constitution. So therefore, each state is allowed to come up with their own educational laws.
Interesting.
And that's where my job comes in. One of my main roles is to help military families understand how Florida does education different than Virginia or California or New York or wherever they're coming from.
That's a lot because when you think about it, it's very different. And even some of the structures of the schools, junior high might be different. They might have, you know, an interim school or an intermediate. I mean, there's all different structures.
Even, you know, what age you're allowed to start school.
Each
state has their own different.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Of course. And kindergarten designate, all of that. Yeah, that's a big. So how do you keep track of all of that? And I guess the hard part, you've got somebody coming from another state and they're either in an advanced level compared to where they would be here. I mean, how do you handle all of that?
Well, it's very challenging.
I guess so.
We work very, very closely with our school district. We're very fortunate here. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County that I work with absolutely love our military families,
mm-hmm.
and they do everything they can to assist as much as possible. But a lot of times it's a struggle. You know, we have some areas where they're coming from a block schedule.
Right.
So they only go to 4 classes a day, and they go for the entire semester. But when you come here, and we're on a traditional schedule,
mm-hmm.
they're already could be halfway through their classes. Where here, they're only on the first 6 weeks.
Right.
And so it's a very struggle. It's unique. But we have great school districts. We have great guidance counselors.
That was my next
really
question. Do they have guidance counselor or therapists that can help them with the adjustment?
Because at each school, yes.
Not just to mention the courses and the classes, yeah. but then there's getting along with your peers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
we have some internal things through the military to assist with that also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm just pleased to know that you're on it already. I'm surprised you're here today, quite frankly.
And Chris, let's talk about your background too, because you're originally from here.
Yes. I'm a local boy. Grew up in Cantonment.
There you go.
Tate High School.
Yeah.
Very proud Aggie. But all of my family, my extended family is all from Santa Rosa County. My mom and her 5 brothers all graduated from Milton High School. My grandfather was an educator for 35 years. He was actually the first principal at King Middle School, and he started that school. And then my father and his whole family grew up in Allentown. Actually, they were in a suburb of Allentown called Cobbtown. And they all graduated what used to be Allentown High School and is now Central.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was one of the first telephone operators at Whiting Field back when you really had telephone operators.
Oh, you should have seen us. He did the gestures
time.
Where they plugged in the phones when you see those old movies and they had the headsets on.
I think she worked 42 years at Whiting Field.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, so
got
a lot of family
history
here.
Yes,
yep.
you do.
And you were a high school teacher, weren't you?
Yep. So I first went to college. I was actually a preacher. and ended up joining the military to help pay off some student loans debt and fell in love with the Army. I was a medic.
Goodness gracious.
Did that for about...
yeah, I know.
Is there anything you haven't done? I mean...
I did that for about 6.5 years till I got hurt in an accident. Mm-hmm. Ended up having to eventually get out after 7 years. Came home, not sure what I was going to do. And one of my football coaches from Tate was teaching at West Florida Tech when mm-hmm. it first opened and asked me what I was going to do. He said, I think you'd be great at teaching and coaching. So
wow.
I went and got my teaching certificate, and then I taught at West Florida Tech and coached football there about 3 years, and then was able to move to Milton High School.
Oh,
and
my
I
goodness.
Did that for, I actually coached there for a little over 10 years. I only taught there for 3 years when the school liaison position opened, which combines both of my passions, being a disabled vet, being a teacher. I have the best job in the world
because
I get to help our military
families. Talk about an extensive background, though. What a great background to bring to this position,
I was going
to
say, NES Whiting is lucky to have you, these families.
I'm lucky to be there.
I mean, you have your own personal history, but also the history of this community makes a huge difference, too. So thank you so much for what you're doing for these kids and for the families. What about the parents? It's got to be hard for them, too, I would imagine.
Very challenging, you know, and they're all unique. Every transition is different.
Sure.
I mean, every transition is different. I worked with a family one time. It was actually a colonel. This was years ago, back in 2010-11. And they had moved, I think, 12 times and never had a problem. But they were coming from Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
where kind of a rural school with small,
mm-hmm.
and they moved into Navarre High School,
ooh.
Which was huge at the time.
Right.
And the kid was... like vice president of the school when he left.
Oh.
And we got here, was so overwhelmed. We found out, like, literally he was eating his lunch in the bathroom every day because he was so overwhelmed.
Gosh, that breaks my heart.
And thankfully, we have some programs in the school that help with transitioning.
Sure.
And they found this child. And then by the next year, he was president of the school again. He was president of their Egg for Life. And I think he went on actually to a service academy. So.
What a great story. Yeah. Well, that gives a lot of people hope. So there's resources out there. So if someone's listening, how can they reach you and possibly help get the help they need for their families?
So if you go to the NES Whiting Field website, mm-hmm. or if you go to the school district website, the school district has a military page specifically for military families, and they link my website and my contact information directly.
That sounds great. Yeah. Okay, so Christy, you're here representing. I know that Jamie Coffey's usually here, so I'm going to give out a shout-out to Jamie.
Yeah, she's doing her Air Force duty right now.
Oh,
so, yeah,
shout-out
to our Air Force family in the East over there. So.
There you go.
She's probably listening, though, so hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. We're giving you a shout-out, girl. So give us an update, a little bit about what's happening at NES Whiting Field right now.
Just been busy. You know, we our MWR team just had their back-to-school bash, so that was amazing.
Oh, that
Set
sounds
up all
like
of
fun.
Our young children up for success.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, training, what we do every day. So.
How's everybody dealing with the heat? I can't even imagine.
Sweating a lot.
I can't even imagine how hot those runways are.
I couldn't imagine. I try not to go outside. So.
Well, we have an aspiring pilot in our mix here. How's it for you as you get on the tarmac and head into the plane?
I actually haven't been in the T-6 yet.
Okay.
I just went through knife at NAS Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in the Cessna, and it's hot in there.
I was going to say.
No AC in the Cessna, but I can't speak to the T-6 yet.
Okay. Well, we'll get you when we're going to have you come back. We'll get the firsthand account. How that's all
right.
going. But congratulations. We're excited for your progress. And I can tell just by the smile on your face that you're enthusiastic about what you're doing.
Thank you.
Great. What caused you to get into the world of pilots?
Well, I worked as an engineer, as a defense contractor for about 5 years. Then I went through OCS.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but while I was working as an engineer, I loved planes. And
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's probably helpful.
Yeah. And I got a few FAA certificates out there.
Okay.
And then I kind of just fell in love with that. And I've always wanted to serve, so mm-hmm. here I am.
You're in the right place, and this is one of the best places in the world to be. So we're so proud to have you. So best of luck with your endeavors. We're going to take a quick break. If you've got some questions for our guests this morning from NAS Whiting Field, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our NAS Whiting Field experts are in the house right now. Take advantage of it. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. Our experts this morning are from NAS Whiting Field. Christy Mason is here. She is the Deputy Public Affairs Director. And Chris Hendrick is here with the School Liaison Officer. And we have an aspiring pilot here. Tell me your name again. real quick?
Ensign CJ Espiritu.
CJ, Ensign CJ is here with us. So we got a nice text that just came in, and I think I will read this one. If you've got a text or a comment, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. This one says, Chris has been and continues to be the best liaison between the military students and families and the schools forever. So blessed to have worked with him and to see the direct difference the program and he has made. Wishing him the very best, Pete D. Do you know who that is? So there you go. And we love it when we get testimony. 850-437-1620. So, Christy, I'm going to turn it over to you, dear.
So we were talking about school liaison officers, but you're at Whiting Field, but they're all over, right?
Absolutely. It's not, we have every military installation in the world now literally has a school liaison program. We're very fortunate to hear. We have a tremendous one at NAS Pensacola. She's only been here for about a year and a half now, but she's the last 25 years she's been overseas. Ocona's up in Maine, she's a great one. And then we have a tremendous one that I work with almost every day for Hurlburt Field. Her name is Dr. McKinley Cross, and we are really a partner. There are so many military families that live in Santa Rosa that attend the other installations. They just choose to live in Santa Rosa.
So
we have a tremendous amount of military families from all different installations. And so we work really, really closely together to help our families.
It must be quite a network to keep it all straight. Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking the paperwork must be something else, or digital work, I should say now.
Yeah. Oh, there's still a lot of paperwork.
Okay.
And we were talking about earlier about impact aid cards. Mm-hmm. Do you want to briefly talk about those?
Absolutely. Coming up very soon, usually in the beginning of October, we get what we call federal cards. And we really want to encourage our families to fill those out. That's number one. All these different programs that we talk about that help our military families. We have military family life counselors in most all of our schools whose only job is to help military families with transition issues, deployment support for when they're deployed, or any other general mental health challenges associated with building a military. We have a program called Anchored for Life that we put in the schools to help these transitions. That gentleman I mentioned that was in the bathroom eating lunch was found by an Anchor for Life member to help them. Well, all of those are based off of numbers. We have to prove to the government we have enough military families in that school to support these programs. And the only way we do that is if they self-identify.
Okay.
We know through what we call DEERS data. It's when you are in the military and you sign up for TRICARE, you have to put, you know, where you live and how many dependents you have. So we know in Santa Rosa County that there are about 3,400 military-connected students between the ages
that many.
Or active duty, yes.
I didn't realize.
Between the age of 5 and 18.
No kidding. I didn't over 3,000. That's amazing.
But last year, we had 1,900 who filled out the impact aid cards.
Wow.
So we're catching not even half of what it is. And what people don't understand, impact aid is important because it offsets the challenges school districts face because people who live or work on federal property aren't paying the same taxes that is the bulk of their financial or finances for the school district. So what impact aid does, the government offsets some of the impact of having federally connected students in the school district. So by not filling out that federal form, by not identifying that they're, you know, one of our military heroes, it's costing money that the school is not getting because of the tax base that they should be getting from the federal government.
So when you mentioned earlier, when do those cards
come out?
They come out
October 1st.
And how are they identified? Because sometimes I look at, is it come in the mail?
Nope. It comes directly. It goes through the school district. They're required to send this card home to their families.
Oh,
and then
I see.
They bring it back to the school.
So is it, the kids are bringing it home?
Yes.
Or?
Oh, make sure you check with your kids in October.
So, and this is all the schools?
Every school.
All schools. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
every school.
Pensacola, Santa Rosa.
So check those backpacks because we know what happens.
So this applies to everybody.
Everybody.
Not just
active duty, but also if you're a DOD civilian, a contractor, work on federal property, the government figures there's some taxes that you aren't paying locally because you work on the base. And so there's a formula that goes in, you know, for different, it's active duty, living on federal property gets more of a percentage than if you just, you know, a civilian and work on federal property, but it all counts. Yeah. And so we strongly encourage to help
get those cards in. Get those cards
budgets in. Are tied all over the school districts. Mm-hmm. And so the more that we can do to give them the money, and this is not extra money, this is money that they aren't getting because of federally connected that they are owed. So
is there a place someone can go to get more information about
this? Sure, they can call their local school.
Okay.
And every school will have these federal cards, and they can explain the impact aid, or they are more welcome to go to our website and call me.
What's that website again?
So it's NES Whiting Field. Mm-hmm. They just go into NES Whiting Field or go through the local school district, and my name, my information is linked at every school page in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and also on their the main Santa Rosa County School District page, okay, under military.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Christy Mason. She's Deputy Public Affairs Director, and then Chris Hendricks, who is our school liaison officer. So if you have questions, please text those in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from NAS Whiting Field, a little bit about how the education works as we get back to school today.
Right, right. We have Chris Hendricks, our school liaison officer, if you're just joining us. And we've been talking about what he does as school liaison officer, but one of the other things that are available to our military children are military and family life counselors, essentially, right? And you're the liaison for those folks as well. Can
Absolutely.
You just briefly tell us
so
what...
So military family are? Life counselors, we love this program. They're paid directly for as federal contractors. They're run by the Office of the Secretary of War, and they assign them to me when I request them, and then I put them in schools. And we're very fortunate in Santa Rosa County to have 33 covering
wow.
almost every one of our school, and they are strictly there to work with our military's heroes' children's, like I say, dealing with deployment issues. Mm-hmm. As we know, Herbert Field is probably with the most deployed base in the military, so we have a lot of issues when it comes to deployment.
Right.
But also transitions, you know, every 2.9 years they're moving, it's very, very difficult, and to culture shock to move from, you know, Oklahoma to a,
right.
you know, a more country area and mm-hmm. come down to Gulf Breeze or to Navarre, it's just a different world for them, so we have programs in place to support them, and we have these military family life counselors who are unbelievable what they do, and they help all of our families. Especially,
like,
you know, unfortunately, if we ever lose a service member or a family member, they are right there embedded
so
in the schools.
So you have grief counseling as well.
Yes, yeah.
What a great resource between you and our MFLAX.
Absolutely.
The
they do a
children.
Tremendous job.
Yeah. And you have some upcoming events. Do you want to
Absolutely.
Tell us about those?
Sure. We have, we're very fortunate to partner with NAS Pensacola, and coming up for the air show. Just before the air show on November 5th, we are actually doing a STEM event for our all of our school districts. So the schools will bring out students, come on there. We're encouraging our homeschool families to come, our private schools to come, and they get to come out and see all about the Blue Angels, watch them do their perform their show, but also have 30-35 vendors who are going to be there all about STEM stuff. And then also in September, we're doing a specific homeschool day out at our Whiting Park. We're very excited about that.
It's going to be amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and spending the morning with us, Chris.
Okay. We had a couple questions we didn't get to, so I apologize for that. We'll just have to have you back, Chris.
That's right. Next time.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Had Christy Mason here with us. She's the Deputy Public Affairs Officer. Chris Hendricks, School Liaison Officer. What's a good website?
So NAS Whiting Field, just if you wanted to Google that, you go through there and you will see, just look, there's a link directly on the page for school liaison.